This is the tragic story of Jane Boleyn, sister-in-law to Queen Anne Boleyn. Although we don't have any confirmed paintings or likenesses of Jane, it is thought that this might well be her. Jane was born in about 1505 into an aristocratic family. Her father was the 10th Lord Morley. She was actually a distant relative of Henry VIII, so her family was well-connected, wealthy, and aspiring. In her early teens, she was sent to court and she served in the household of Catherine of Aragon, the first queen of Henry VIII. In 1520, she is recorded as having attended the Field of the Cloth of Gold, which is depicted here. And this was a huge, like, grand meeting between Henry VIII and Francis I of France. Mary and Anne Boleyn were also at this event, so it is thought that they knew each other for quite some time. In 1524, she was married to George Boleyn, who was the brother of Anne Boleyn, the future second wife of Henry VIII. As a wedding present, the king gave George and Jane a mansion house in Norfolk. And then in 1529, when her husband was made Viscount Rochford, she became Viscountess Rochford and was referred to as Lady Rochford. As the Boleyn family became more and more powerful, George and Jane benefited directly. The couple were given this huge mansion called Bewley Palace. This became their principal residence, and they commissioned a series of building works. They built a tennis court, a lavish chapel, and they decorated it very finely. So there is this perception and tradition, I guess, that the marriage of George and Jane was deeply unhappy and that he might well have been a homosexual. But there is no contemporary evidence to support this, and so we don't actually know if their marriage was happy or not. There's also other speculation that Jane was jealous of Anne Boleyn, especially when she became queen. But again, we just don't know. We don't know whether they were close or not. When the Boleyns were accused of incest and treason, Jane Boleyn was interrogated quite incessantly by Thomas Cromwell. She didn't immediately throw her husband or her sister-in-law under the bus, but the relentless questioning wore her down. And even if she'd misspoken or finally cracked, that was all that Thomas Cromwell needed to make sure that Anne Boleyn was executed. Following the execution of George and Anne Boleyn in 1536, she was widowed. And after a brief period away from court, she returned as the lady-in-waiting to Jane Seymour, then Anne of Cleves, then Catherine Howard. Jane was later interrogated about Catherine Howard's sexual liaisons. And under intense interrogation, she had a full mental breakdown. She was sentenced to death for assisting the Queen and was beheaded only minutes after Catherine.